Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fear the Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 5, Till Death, and The Walking Dead World Beyond Season 2, Episode 7, Blood and Lies are both over, but we are just getting started here on The Walking Dead Podcast on post-show recaps. That's right, it's Walking Dead time, a double dose. I'm Josh Wigler. I am here. Wouldn't miss it for the world when we were going to be getting to see this in action. And here it is, Chappelle coming in off the top rope. He's doing it. It's the till death do us part. He's doing it.
Yeah, no chance. No chance in hell. You're like, oh yeah, I'm coming to the ring to talk about, I don't know, Josh, I never thought we would see the day where The Walking Dead just creeped over into the world of wrestling, but here we are.
Over the past week or so, I had been seeing in my mentions people being like, get Matt and Mari, get the Wrestling Rehab Up crew on The Walking Dead podcast, and I didn't understand what that meant until earlier today when I watched the episode. I was like, oh, well, we probably should have done something about that, but we will handle it. We can hold it down. I've seen Ready to Rumble with Matt and Mari, so I feel totally unqualified to talk about wrestling. But wrestling has entered the world of The Walking Dead. Also entering The Walking Dead podcast, here he comes. AJ, are you on the top rope?
No, I'm not on the top rope. I'm no Jimmy Superfly Snuka. I mean, I'm just looking for a bunch of phone books and some duct tape, and as soon as I get enough, I'm out of here.
Phone book armor. Why aren't we putting this on everybody, AJ? This should be a thing that everybody is wearing out there in the zombie apocalypse.
This should be, and a lot of things that happened to this episode seem to have happened for years on other shows, versions of The Walking Dead, and I don't know why they're just discovering these things and are surprised by their effectiveness.
Yeah.
Corduroy jacket even more than the phone book armor.
Well, I think this is a pretty clear answer here, is that that corduroy jacket is made out of recycled phone
books. In addition to being great armor, it's also an amazing disguise.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. You could just blend in. It's like, oh, what's that phone booth doing walking over to me? It's so weird. It's just so strange. Walking Dead continues doing Walking Dead things. No Jess this week. Jess is busy. So she's off looking for Padre. And we will be in pursuit as well, as we and the dark horses known as Dwight and Sherry are going to ride to meet the bride here on Fear of the Walking Dead, which is the one we should talk about first before we get into World Beyond. But when we get to World Beyond, I just feel like I should probably state very early, get Jadis off the show. What are we doing? What are we doing? It's like, it's a totally different character too, is the other thing. It's like, why did we bother? You just told, it's a totally different person. That's not even Jadis.
Not my Jadis. Yeah.
Not my Jadis.
Not my Jadis.
That's, anyway, we'll get there. We're going to talk about The Walking Dead World Beyond that only has 3 episodes left total. That's it.
They've got
3 episodes, period, end of sentence, before all of that's done. I feel like there's a lot that they've got to do for 3 episodes left. And Fear the Walking Dead, it seems like it will go on forever. It also has 3 episodes left, though, before we are through the first half of season 7. And this is the Dwight and Sherry episode. The ethical outlaws, in quotes, as Wikipedia describes them, as the dark horses are here to ride. What did we think? Let's go around the horn. How did we feel about Till Death, Chappelle?
I thought the episode was interesting because I like Dwight and Sherry. But like, I thought when we saw that they were the dark horses, I thought this is that third group of people that we've been, you know, hinting at this whole time, right? Cause we have Strand's group and then we have, you know, like Morgan's group and as splintered as it is, but then we also have like this third faction. And I thought, oh, it's Dwight and Sherry. Oh, that's pretty cool. But it doesn't look like that's the case. It looks like there's another faction that's not Dwight and Sherry that is still out there. Because they're like, yeah, y'all are going to help us get the Padre no matter what. And whether you like it or not, you're stuck with us. And then we'll take on Strand later on. And so there was a lot to kind of like piece together with all the moving pieces, like with the Strand comedy as usual, and then, you know, with the wrestling, and, you know, were we looking for Mickey for a good thing? Is Mickey, you know, we have a new character. So it was a lot to talk about in this episode. I didn't hate it.
AJ, what did you think about Till Death?
On the one hand, I felt this was like a really interesting episode of Big Brother. I mean, we're naming alliances now. We're like, oh, if you vote with me, I'll make sure that your people are safe. But what you got to do is you got to convince Mickey to vote with me as well. And we're going to go see Mickey. And we're going to, no, actually, we're not with Strand. We're at this new alliance called the Dark Horses. Let's seal it. In the ring now, we're the three dark horses. Yes, we put a number on it. I didn't enjoy any of the machinations there. I love Aisha Tyler. I think she's fantastic. I'm a welcome addition to the cast. Why did we even bother casting this other family if we're going to kill them in 2 seconds? and tonally, wrestling comedy, like. What show is this? Is it Z Nation? The hell is this comedy?
Here's the thing that I'll say is I don't think that there was a world where I had zombie kill by wrestling move. That was not on my list of things that I'd ever see on The Walking Dead, that we would have a professional wrestler jump on top of a zombie and kill them that way. Was supremely surreal. And having been in the zombie trenches with these shows now for, you know, 11 years, however long it's been, it was new, it was fresh, it was totally bizarre, but I loved it. I thought that it was great. I'm all here for Mickey. Here for the bride. I love her. I think she's great. Welcome addition to the cast. I'm all about it. I just want to make sure that she's always wearing her phone book armor, Chappelle, every time she steps outside, because we got to protect Mickey at all costs.
Yeah, Aisha Tyler's great, and it's weird that she is a wrestler, because, I mean, who'd have thought that's where we end up? But, I mean, we've been in these trenches for so long that you have to wonder if they're running out of ideas. Uh-huh. Like, okay, this week is a wrestler. I mean, we've had garbage people. We've had, like, in the submarine, you know, there's plenty of places and you know, different settings that we've had these characters in, and so... Why not wrestling? I don't know what the next big move is, though, after wrestling. Yeah. You know, like what happens? Like, once you've gotten to wrestling, have you, like, ran out of ideas completely at that point? Because
we need a fencer on the show. Yes. You know, yes! Like a professional fencer, like an Olympian who was a fencer. Mm-hmm. I want to see someone with, like, the helmet. And, you know, the revolver grip? Is that what that's called? You know, I want to see them doing all the classic en garde. You know, right.
They're trying to spice it up. Yeah, they're trying to spice it up. But yeah, I mean, there's a world where we see another wrestling move. Like, that's kind of what I'm more interested in. Like, it's like when The Rock first started acting and they would just shoehorn The Rock Bottom into random movie scenes. Yeah. Like, well, sure, he's doing that in this, in Walk Hard, you know, or whatever it's called. Or Walk Tall, I think it is. Oh, anyway, whatever. It's some stupid movie with The Rock. But yeah, so now I'm like, Aisha Tyler's going to stunner someone. next episode, or like the choke slam from hell. You know,
I'm all for Aisha Tyler being a badass wrestler who does wrestling moves. Don't get me wrong,
I'm not, but I think it'd be funny.
I'm totally cool with that. If, you know, she's got her little gimmick, and every week, you know, she says, "Oh, you know, remember Kansas City?"
Yeah.
Oh, I remember Kansas City. Yeah. And they do some move. But I mean, it was practically like the zombies were tagging into the ring in this. It just doesn't believe what they're doing.
They're playing by the rules.
And it's fine if they're going to steer into this show being a complete and utter farce. I mean, Strand's already a comic book character. So like, but that's not what this show is. You just went from an episode last week where we, you know, this heartfelt Momo, I got to tell you, my brother's dead. And oh my goodness, I can't breathe. And oh, the dog is dead. And now it's like, you're the best around. The tonal shift just doesn't work for me. And I, you know, come on, Sherry runs through the horde of zombies. That was her offense in this. She ran.
Yeah.
When does that? But the guy lying down, suddenly three zombies beeline for the guy and eat him. Like it just they don't have any consistency anymore with what these zombies can do, and it's just laughable.
There's a few things that the show is doing right now that's cracking me up. Like every time that everyone's in a scene and they're all heavily gas masked and one of the characters goes, "It's okay to take your gas mask off. The air here is clean." It's like, you know what? I'm starting to get this feeling that everywhere is pretty clean. Everywhere well, you show up, you seem to be totally fine to just hang out in the nuclear apocalypse.
To that point, Josh, I mean, do you think that maybe they were like, they didn't actually shoot 20 minutes of this episode and they just took one shot of their eyes? Each of the characters and did eye acting with voiceover for 20 minutes?
Yeah, they were kind of doing the thing that happened on Curb Your Enthusiasm this week where they had like the camera vision of Larry at the eye doctor. Focusing on his eyes through the mask. That's kind of what they did here.
Drop the pirate booty on the walking
dead. Yeah, that's right. Oh my god. Yeah. I don't know. If you drop a pirate's booty in the zombie apocalypse or the nuclear apocalypse, I think you should leave it.
You gotta pick it up. What are you talking about?
No, you gotta
about?
Leave it behind. You gotta keep living.
It's a question about morality. Like, how do I trust you at this point?
It's the morality snack.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. I'm done taking it terribly seriously, maybe, AJ. I'm fine with it if it's just so goofy and whatever, as long as I'm engaged. You know, I felt like I wasn't on my phone for Fear of the Walking Dead this week. That was a real improvement. And last week too, I've actually been enjoying the season.
I enjoy the acting, but for me it's just pick a lane. If you're gonna steer into this, then let's do it. Don't give me any heartfelt speeches. Don't give me any my brother and the breathing.
I want to start
week.
A family.
None of the serious stuff. Let's go have a Klingon show up next week. I'm all for it.
I've been afraid to tell you, but I want to start a family, Sherry.
Listen. That about pissed me off. I'm with AJ there. Okay. So I didn't hate the episode. I did think it was wacky and fun. But AJ is a zombie connoisseur, and he will literally watch iZombie if he wants wackiness, and he expects that every week. And then you come to this, and it's supposed to be like, you know, like a choral, you know, like we missed the old heartfelt Rick moments and stuff like that.
Literally at this point 8 years ago.
We're stuck watching the damn show, Josh. You can't get out.
The better part of a decade since it's been like
it's been a year. It's been Grace on the merry-go-round. Like you can have a whole episode with that kind of stuff, and I'm here for it. And you can have an episode with a dream sequence. You can have an episode where you can have funny stuff there. I mean, I thought, you know, when Aisha Tyler looks at Dwight, is like, trust me, that's a face I'd remember. That's funny. That's good stuff. That's shtick. I'm not saying it can't be lighthearted. It just looks, you grounded this show in reality as best as you can for so many years. you know, to go this far off the rails and then try and pull it back into the seriousness is what I have an argument with.
Yeah.
Go. You're off the rails. Go.
They lost me at the end when Dwight goes like, you know what? This all sucks, but wouldn't it be great if we brought some kids into the world as well? Like, no, Dwight, what the hell? You just have to be convinced to take off your mask because you can't breathe the air. Yeah. You just had a wrestling match, like literally a tag team lumberjack match in the ring with zombies, and you're like, but don't you want to start a family now? Like, don't you just want to have some kids?
It was wild. I mean, some things happened at the end of this episode that were utterly strange. That was definitely on the list of Dwight just being, I've been trying to tell you, I want to start a family. And Sherry's initial reaction being like, you idiot, we're in the zombie apocalypse.
Right.
We're on the road. We're not even in a safe place in the zombie apocalypse. Cool your jets, man.
Well, maybe you can promise me that when we get to Padre, you'll make me a Padre.
I'll be a Padre. You'll be Madre.
Meanwhile, Morgan and Grace are like raising baby Momo, and she just won't stop crying. Like, you want a child? Babysit Momo and give Grace and Morgan a break.
This is a great idea. Go and see if you really want to do this.
Try it out.
Go to the submarine. Go check that out. See what's happening there. See what's happening. What's the food situation? Like, y'all are pretty hungry, right? Imagine the baby. Imagine how hungry the baby's gonna be. What are you gonna do? Cover the baby in phone books and go out there into the wild? What are you gonna do? The willingly deciding we're gonna have a family in this, the nuclear zombie apocalypse.
Right.
The
zombie apocalypse wasn't enough. Right.
I understand. I understand that you want a child and you feel that this world is depriving you of that. You know what I want to do? I want to travel the world right now. I want to go to a movie theater and feel 1,000,000% comfortable. You know, some things are gone. Some things you're going to have to adjust, Dwight. Some things you're just going to have to figure out a new way forward. And I think in this situation, deciding it's time to have children in the nuclear zombie apocalypse is an insane take.
I mean, they don't even have a home.
They're
home.
So irresponsible.
This isn't them living in the bunker. This isn't them living in the submarine. This is them literally having nowhere to go and saying, like, but do you want to have a kid? Like, yeah, I'm sure she wants to walk her pregnant ass around here.
They're homeless cops and they want to have a kid.
Yeah, this is why we should defund the police. If there's no other side, they obviously don't know what to do with their money.
We gotta defund the dark horses.
Right.
They cannot be allowed to ride anymore. So there was that. That was obviously insane. But the other thing that was cracking me up, and this I just laughed at, is okay, so here's Mickey. And Mickey has left the tower. She has left Strand's place. She survived the moat of zombies. Are we also, by the way, to take it that her path out of the moat of zombies was wearing phone books? Is that how she did it? Mm-hmm. Or is there a still to be determined card that has not yet been flipped over that she knows some way in and out?
No, I think she's just a badass, and she armored up and made a run for it. I think that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay.
Why do they have phone books? tell me how. Yeah. Tell me how. If I wanted a phone book right now in the not zombie apocalypse, in the not nuclear zombie apocalypse, I wouldn't know how to get one.
It'd be hard.
But these people, like, legit, I could go get in my car and drive, and I wouldn't know where to stop to get a phone book.
Yeah.
And these people legit just got enough to where, like, oh, yeah, I'm breaking out.
They
luckily,
Strand
has the phone book closet of just, like, random like yellow pages, and it just doesn't make any sense for me because
you didn't understand.
In 10 years,
the third floor of Strand's tower was a phone book printing company. You didn't know that.
Okay, so you just print your own armor as you go.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's armor on demand. Okay, right. So she suited up. She left. She went through the moat, and she did all of this because she wanted to find Cliff. She wanted to find her husband. She was willing to leave the sanctuary of the tower in order to go and find not her husband, because they were not yet married, but they were effectively
a tag team partner,
common law partner. Yes. And so she goes all the way. She's willing to risk everything, life and limb, in order to pull this off. And so she goes and she finds the gym that she knows that he went to, and she goes inside the gym and she sees Cliff, and Cliff is dead. Cliff is a zombie. And she weeps as Sherry kills Cliff, puts the knife in the brain, and he drops. And now they have to deal with all these other walkers. And in the immediate aftermath of losing the love of her life, this fanboy, Dwight, goes, do till death do us part.
Did
and then she goes to the top rope and she pulls off the move and she clobbers a zombie in a way that is, I suppose it is ultimately effective in killing this one particular walker, but defensively feels like a terrible, disastrous decision to do to one zombie while there's a mess of other zombies still around. And also to jovially do this not 2 minutes after she has watched the love of her life as a zombie get extinguished. This is when we get the wrestling move. I was howling. It's like, this makes no sense. The timeline is crazy. The fact that she can stand at all is a miracle. She should be a mess. But then she's going to hop off the ring and clobber this guy is crazy. Totally nuts.
Loved it. Further proof that wrestling is scripted.
It's fake.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I won't stand for it. I won't stand for it.
That zombie wasn't even a zombie. He just didn't want to break kayfabe.
Stop it. Stop it. Listen, I believe in our babyface hero here, okay?
She
was doing what she needed to do. Yeah. It's a protective finisher. You can't kick out of that. You just get hit with it, you die. I'm sorry.
And that's what you don't know about Roddy Piper.
It was so crazy. She's like, well, I was looking for Cliff, but maybe what I was really looking for the whole time was my moves, and I got them back.
Was a fan, yeah.
He needed a fan.
Definitely nothing without the fans, you know.
That's what it is.
Oh my God. Can you imagine being in the nuclear zombie apocalypse and the only company that you have are your fans? I feel like this could potentially be at the risk of alienating the listenership. This might be a nightmare scenario. Like, God, I've listened to every podcast you ever did. You remember when you did the Evolution of Strategy, Chapter 19, Part 4, and you said this? I'm like, I'm just trying to stay alive, Tom. Leave me alone. I cannot
imagine.
This is
like a personal attack. This feels like a personal attack on Chappelle.
This is going to happen to you. The nuclear zombie apocalypse. Like, oh my God, I've listened to every single
I don't have fans.
You need to drop that. I freaked out
the first time I ever talked to both of you people.
I know.
Two of you. I was like, AJ Mass DMing me. The world is over. I can die now. Take me. Josh knows that it took me 3 days before I was like, are you serious? You're talking to me?
It was actually highly interesting.
Josh, I think we should contact Strand and bring Chappelle back to him.
Yeah.
He can't be out here with us anymore.
No.
Don't take me away.
Can't do it. I'm just going to be out here trying to stay alive. I don't need any of this hero worship that Dwight is putting on Mickey. If I'm Mickey, I'm so stressed out. I'm so stressed out. Oh, he knows more about what I've done than I do. You know, that would make me so anxious the whole time.
Yeah, but at the same time.
Especially because Dwight is like, oh, well, you know, you lost Cliff, but you found us. And I'm so shit.
That's BS. But at the same time, I mean, if she's feeling nostalgic about, you know, she's missing Cliff. This is before he's dead. But like, you know, I'm longing for those old days. To have someone who at least recognizes that those old days existed, it must be a little bit of a nice thing for her, at least in the short term. Yeah. I wouldn't want him hanging around all the time if that's always going to. Remember that time?
Another personal attack.
You know what? I love Alive Know It Alls. Love them. Love them. Live Know It Alls. It's so much fun. It's so great. It's really. If that was life, if that was every day, and you were just cornered at the bar forever, but it's the zombie apocalypse and it's the nuclear one.
Nightmare. I can just imagine me in this spot sitting next to y'all and just being like, so AJ, do the thing. Do the thing again.
Okay. I'm still waiting for Eric Stein to get me my drink.
AJ, which one of these zombies is Captain Loophole?
Right. Yeah. Oh my God.
No, it's Captain Loophole Albano.
Oh God. Oh no!
I'm just saying, I feel attacked, and I don't appreciate it. I did not come here for this,
Chappelle. You're gonna realize pretty soon that you're gonna find yourself in this position. You'll be in the Mickey spot in the zombie apocalypse. You're like every
y'all
day,
are the only Mickeys that I know. Okay, yeah, I'm not Mickeys. And get Mickey Bloom too.
He knows. Great. Mickey Bloom.
Yeah, Mickey Bloom knows.
Oh my God. Poor Mickey is all I have to say. She's gonna be hounded by Dwight. It's like then you remember the one that you did in 2003. You're in Phoenix. She's like, I was in Phoenix.
Right.
Remember when you pulled out that move called the garter belt?
I had a garter belt. Yeah, I've seen everything. I've watched everything. I've seen him on YouTube. I've watched it all. Well, Lenny James directed this episode. I didn't realize that. Okay,
that's why he wasn't in it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, he had other stuff to do. Aisha Tyler's been really in the zombie apocalypse, huh? Because she directed a previous episode of Fear of the Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. She directed a couple of World Beyonds earlier this season. What do we think, Chappelle? You think that she's here to stay? You think Mickey is another like perma character? We're gonna have her for a while?
I think we're gonna have her for a little bit. You know, of course, this is the show with the longest potential runtime, right? Because we know we're on the final season of the regular Walking Dead, and we're three episodes away from the end of World Beyond. So we could have her for another season, or two or three. We don't really have an end date to Fear, but I could see her making it through this season at the very least until she wants to go back and start doing some more of the directing and stuff. It feels like one of those like Yvette Nicole Brown situations where she's just a big fan so much to where she's like, let me in the game.
Hang out. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me in the game. However I can get in. And so I'm enjoying it. I think I like the episodes that she directed and I definitely liked her here. It was just fun to see her.
Yeah. So the Dark Horses have. They've linked up with these other people with gas masks. They are called the Stalkers. These are the people who were attacking John Dory Sr. and June, right? So, So now we have an alliance with these bad guys, AJ? Like that's
they haven't accepted yet. I mean,
Well, they're kind of in a. Good luck denying this request.
Oh, sure. You know, I think what's going to end up happening is that they're going to end up with only one of these stalkers going off with them, so they could be the four dark horses of the apocalypse. Oh. And, you know, they'll get jackets. You know, one will have famine, one will have war.
I love the costuming this season, I have to say. I think everyone's sort of Mad Max post-apocalypse vibe is really enjoyable to me.
Yeah, I think every episode on its own merits has, with the exception of just how goofy this one got, but, you know, they're proving proof of concept of the anthology series. It's just,
is this your least favorite of the season, this one, AJ?
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it just totally didn't work for me at all. But I just wish that we could get a couple of episodes with like, more than just your separate storylines, you know.
It's happening, right, Chappelle? It's coming.
To.
Like we're so Morgan knows where most of his friends are. You know, they're all in the place with Al and everybody from last week. He knows where they are. Now we've got Dwight and Sherry knowing where the tower is and knowing about Strand. They're gonna head to Padre. We'll find Alicia there. Everyone's gonna start coalescing pretty soon, don't you think?
Well, except Morgan. Morgan has no reason to go leave the submarine. Like he's a child.
He needs food.
They have baby food, but like months worth apparently. But I just like, you know, he has no reason to go to Strand anymore. Like, you know, like until I haven't figured out how they're gonna rope him in on this whole Padre thing. Is it because, you know, he talked? Well, he didn't even meet John Dory, right? Like he didn't meet JD and in June last episode, did he? I think they got away before he got there.
So maybe
he's still looking for people and maybe he goes back to Strand, but I just don't see his motivation in actually being a part of the main story. I'm sure it's coming, but right now it seems like everybody has different places where they need to go, whether it's Strand's tower or Padre, and Morgan's just fine at the submarine.
Anything else from Till Death? I thought it was a fairly straightforward episode. Dwight and Sherry killing a person over what was that? Was that a dragon fruit?
Yeah. That was what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Love a dragon fruit.
It's amazing. It survived the radiation. But yeah. Maybe it's in someone's fridge or something. Yeah, I think it's a great way to kill off these remnant characters from last season that they didn't really want to stick around anymore. You bring in Aisha Tyler, and it is an open free agency window for Jen Elfman to finally say, "Oh, thank God, another star! I'm out of here.
I'm out of here." Oh,
interesting. Yeah, you think we'll lose a Jenna Elfman by the end of the season?
I think either Maggie Grace or her. Yeah, I think
they're done.
Yeah, I think they've served their time.
I hope Maggie Grace gets to.
I like him, but
Yeah. I hope that Al lives though. Don't hurt Al.
She doesn't have to die, but you could write some.
Send Al to the CRM where she can hang out with Rick Grimes.
Can we talk about the CRM?
She's big with the helicopter pilots.
Yeah. All right. So unless anyone has anything else to say on Fear, do you have anything else on Fear? Chappelle's shaking his head. AJ shaking his head. I enjoyed this more than AJ did. But I'm not going back and watching it again.
No, we're good here.
I'm good. And then we'll keep going, but whatever. I'm enjoying where Fear is right now. I'm curious to see where it's all building. Oh, they've got the, that was from last week, right? That they had, I watched last week's today. They had the stalkers have the nuclear bomb. Oh my God. What's going to happen there? A double nuclear apocalypse. They got to go for a third. Triples is best.
I'm telling you, they're taking down that tower. The tower has to come down.
Yeah.
The only thing left for them to do to completely rip off Planet of the Apes is to have someone going back in time. So
Yeah. They're definitely going to take the tower down. All right. Let's take a quick break. We're going to throw it to our sponsors real fast. When we come back, we are going to talk about The Walking Dead World Beyond.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, we're back. We're talking about The Walking Dead World Beyond. Blood and Lies. Let's just get to the headline. AJ, rest in peace, sandwich lady. We hardly knew you.
Yes, that was quite the shocking development. And oh boy, am I moved by her demise.
She's gone.
Yeah, I was... Did I miss something? I mean, she didn't... was her catchphrase, the rat's going to get tired? Because I thought she only told that phrase to the girls in the lab, but yet Jadis is throwing it back at her.
Isn't that because... Hasn't Jadis been spying on her, I think?
But if she's spying on her, then she knew where the girls were. They wouldn't be able to hide by ducking.
Chappelle, I'm losing the plot a little bit, I have to admit, on a lot of what's going on. Jadis is throwing me all the way the hell off, I have
she's
to say.
Weird.
Jadis has shown up, she's like, hey! Everyone's like, oh, well, hello, you're very intense in here.
Yeah, she's so weird.
Hey.
She's so weird.
Yeah.
She's got a foot fetish. She's being snarky about, hey, don't knock living with garbage.
Like, right. Yeah, that was funny. He's like, it felt like a junkyard. And she's like, you got a problem with junkyard? Like, no. Sorry.
Sorry, Jadis. Warrant Officer Jadis Stokes. She's taking Father Gabriel's name. What are you doing? This is also strange. It's very weird. The Jadis stuff is really throwing me off. I don't love it. It's like they needed a heavy. They needed to bring in somebody who could be a recognized, but she kind of had a redemption arc, sort of, on the main show. So why? She's a totally different character. She's just feeding people to zombies to cover her tracks. This doesn't feel like the Jadis who saved Rick Grimes.
No, it doesn't. And the Jadis thing is confusing, but I had so many other questions. Like, was this kid, Mason?
Yeah.
His dad is the guy.
Yeah. Major General Beale.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the reveal.
The head of the military. Yeah.
Which kind of at least makes sense and throws importance on him as opposed to just disposable boyfriend. Yes. So,
We needed that, I think, with three episodes left in The Walking Dead World Beyond.
we needed another character to juice this guy up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least, you know, this way, when they get to, are we going to see this major general? I mean, they're building him up like the big super duper final boss. Is he going to show up at all, or are we just going to like leave him for the movie?
Here's what I want, Chappelle, is I want Mason to say, I'm not Major General Beale's son. I am Major General Beale. And everyone's answering to this little boy general.
Yeah, we haven't had a good twist like that in so long on a television show where like the big bad is just a random child who's running stuff. I wouldn't hate it, but I would hate it a little bit, but it would still be funny.
I just want him to get them. You know,
seize them.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what
bring them to me.
Bring them to me now.
Open the moon door.
Yes. I want to make the bad man fly. I want Major General Beale. I want Major General Beale of the Vale to be this little sweet Robin.
I just want them to make me care about this kid, because I don't. And I've been thinking that he was a turncoat this whole time, right? Because it's like, why does she keep connecting with this random boy? Eventually, he's going to turn her in. And that hasn't happened yet. But it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. But we have three episodes left. Why are we spending so much time with this kid if he doesn't matter? And so I need him to matter, because we have three episodes and I'm tired of it getting introduced to people who don't matter. Like, even when we met the junkyard gang that one time, you know, like, where the hell are those kids? Like, why do we spend that time with them just to say, like, Silas can make friends too? You know, like, what is the point? So, this was just like, it just felt like extra for no reason. And I'm really trying to get back to like how the hell are we going to fix this? How are we getting out of here? And is the goal to save everyone from, it looks like, the next attack, or is it to actually find a cure? Because I've been here waiting on the cure to be found. It looks like we're not that far from it, and they're about to just end all of that and go back to hopelessness. So I don't really know what I'm watching.
Well, so I guess we get a little bit of information this week that that the doctor had been working on, that Lila had basically been working on the length of time between death and reanimation, and can we prolong that? Is there a way to do that? And so she had someone who was going on 8 hours without reanimating. That was the longest that they had gone. I don't know. I thought it was kind of interesting. They're like trying to get a little science-y, AJ. I felt like, rebuying any of sort of the curtain being pulled back on any of the stuff that they were working on here.
I mean, I think you combine that kind of, look, this is what we're doing. We're trying to prolong the gap in between. That we're going to use, the idea of the yeast to kind of maybe putrefy the flesh before they have a chance to reanimate. It's kind of like a 1-2 punch that could potentially, like, you know, when someone dies, you throw the stuff on them, you know, boom, end of the zombies. Like, I can see that they're working on those two fronts there. It's not going to be solved in the next three episodes. It was never going to be solved in the next three episodes. In fact, I think what they were kind of hinting at the end of this episode was that, all right, here's what we got to do. We got to get the scientists, get the research, get out of here, and then blow up this
this base. Like that's their plan at this point. So, you know, you're saying, Chappelle, how are they going to escape? They're not going to escape. They want to turn this into all out war, blow up the building and then have the scientists escape to do their research and live to research another day.
At the research facility somewhere.
Where are they going to go?
Right. Like, where are you going to go to science?
Well, they're going to go to Portland. If they can prevent them from killing everyone in Portland, then obviously then we're the good guys. We just saved you, Portland. And we have the yeast.
the yeast.
So Jadis does say, so we gassed we gassed Omaha and the campus colony, and we're going to kill, 100,000 people. And we're going to kill another 100,000 when we go to Portland. Why? Why is this what they're doing? They say this is gonna guarantee our future for centuries, says Jadis, this picture of wisdom, Jadis, AJ. Why are they going to kill Portland? Why are they killing everyone there?
My take on this is that even though they had this three community alliance, the communities were never really unified. It was like, we're here and you're there and you're way over there, and we've got this quote unquote alliance between each other. But if we're thinking about maybe we don't trust you guys fully, and maybe we're thinking maybe planning to kill you, maybe you're thinking of planning to kill us, and we have to strike first. So I think it's more of this. I can actually understand this from Jadis' point of view. It was like, hey, I sided with Negan against Rick's people, and I chose the wrong side, and look at all the, all these groups were living together, and now they're all destroyed. I think we better strike first, and this way, when we're the only ones left, then our group wins, and then we can worry about preserving us.
Yeah. We come to find out that the Civic Republic doesn't even really know what the CRM does. I'm so confused at the politics of all of these different what is the CRM doing, acting independently of the Civic Republic, and why am I supposed to really care, Chappelle?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they haven't done a good job of outlining why we should be attached to any of these people, honestly, whether they're in the CRM or not. All we know is that it's kind of a division between the military and the actual government, and then the third division is the people. And nobody seems to know what's going on, in either silo, So you have to believe that the CRM is, the CRM is, going to fail at the hands of this plan, right, where they turn the gas on the facility and all that good stuff, that they get the sciences out, they send everybody to Portland, and then I guess at that point the politics is just, it's a two-party system at that point, right? It's just the new government and the military would be out at that point. I'm not quite sure. I'm still lost as to why, why are we trying to kill Portland? What does it actually do? And how does that benefit the CRM? Because it's 87,000 people. And I just don't know what you can even do with that many people. What do you want with those bodies?
Why are we gassing so many people? And then there's going to be walkers. Why are you creating so many zombies?
And you killed your lead scientist, woman. Don't get me wrong. Your goal is to bring in a different one, but you killed the one who was onto something. So it's not like you need more test subjects for her because she's dead.
She was on board. What are you doing? I'm so floored by why they decided to kill Sandwich Lady. It's just Jadis being an idiot. It was just, we need to have Jadis do something dangerous so that we know that she's not to be effed with as we continue on through the season.
No, it was a test for Huck. They did all of this.
Everything's a test for Huck. The helicopter landing on the building to track down Hope was a test for Huck.
No.
Yeah, she said, we needed to know that you'd go through with this horrific thing that we're about to do, and you had to kill the science lady to do it. And she was right there. She did it. She said, look, that's gonna look good on your resume when your mom sees it. It's like, what? My mom's fired. I'm not trying to impress her anymore.
Where is Julia Ormond these days?
Portland.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's
doing. I hope she's filming a movie.
Yeah. She's just you know what? Finish this without me.
I'm not,
I can't do it. Yeah, man, everything's a test. You're right. Everything's a test.
Everything's a test, and everything, like, Jay just knows things, and she knows everything, and she knows it all. And it's like from the get-go, she's like, well, I knew he was lying, and I knew she was lying, and I just wanted you to tell me that so that I could prove to everybody that you're on our side, but I knew you knew, and like, you look, you can't be omniscient. Because yeah. You clearly don't know everything, but they're making her like every time anything happens, it's like, yeah, but Jadis knew. She was one step ahead of us the whole time. It's Jadis.
Yeah.
It's not Mike Jadis. Tyson.
It's Jadis.
Jadis closer. Like,
it's Jadis.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, like she, like I said, if she was watching and spying through the camera system on Sandwich Lady this whole time, and it seems that she did because she threw that line back at her, then she knew what the girls were telling her, which is the location of the thing. It's like, it doesn't make sense that she wouldn't know where the vial was. It's just, yeah. Nothing makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it really doesn't. Can we spend some time talking about my boy Silas?
Yes.
Boots on or boots off, Silas?
Boots off.
So funny.
Let's take those shoes off and get comfortable for a little while. Look at the best Jadis content we've gotten across all of her appearances in the Walking Dead universe is Jadis being like, look at those feet, Silas. And so I was like, what? And she's like, look at them. They're so strong. I guess they are pretty tough.
Do you honestly think, Josh, that maybe that they didn't have a script ready for this scene and the two actors just kind of like went off and they just said, you know what? We're keeping it.
Yeah. He was wearing his slides to set, and then he took them off and he was about to change into shoes. And Pollyanna McIntosh, who plays Jade, is like, keep them off. I've got an idea.
Yup.
Let's try it.
Yeah. To AJ's point, even the interrogation sounded improv. It's like, so what were you doing over there? I got lost. Oh, okay. You sure? Yeah. Yep. I got turned around. So you didn't know where you were going. Well, I'm not really from here. Oh, okay. That checks out. Let's ask someone else. Do you think that do you agree with him? Do you believe that he got lost? It's like, yeah, it sounds about right. Look at him. He's like, yeah. Okay. Cool. We'll let you go. I was like, that's it?
Poor Silas is like, I got scared. I was gonna pull over and ask someone for directions. I was nervous. I didn't want to.
Like, oh, okay,
yeah.
I mean, it's believable.
I mean, but he got arrested in such a violent way. Like the cop, like everybody's coming out pulling guns on him. Like, freeze, get on the ground. And the next time you see him, you're like, so you're just saying you got lost? They're like, yeah. They're like, oh, yeah. Okay. Checks out.
I did. Yeah, yeah. I did.
I mean, I asked my dad permission for take the car. I didn't know it was out past my curfew.
And then all of this stuff of, look at this kid. And the Dennis looks at him and is like, yeah. And Jay's like, this kid's going to be a soldier, right? And
yeah.
He's like, yeah, I think he could be. He's like, look at you. You're a soldier, aren't you? And so I was like, what are you trying to say? It's like, this felt kind of mean to me. It's like, you're going to be a soldier. It's like, what makes you say that?
He's not going to be a scientist,
Josh. Yeah. Right. What makes you say that?
Well, it was like they were giving him the seal of approval too. Like, yeah, you're looking like a soldier. Look at him. Go be big and strong like your daddy. And daddy's like, yeah. Chip old, like, off the old block. He doesn't have any direction. No sense of direction, but he going to be a soldier one day, just like your old man. Yeah. You know, I was like, okay, what is happening here? And his old man, who is, I just keep wanting to call him mom, but Huck's husband, ?
Dennis.
Dennis is just kind of like, so, well, Silas, I know that you were lying, right? He's like, yeah, Well, why didn't you tell him? He's like, I don't know.
Cause you're
like, it was just like nothing. It was just kind of like, I like you. So I didn't let you go to jail.
Silas is one of the most widely adored characters within the Walking Dead universe. And I mean that within, like, among everybody he meets.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Silas.
It's true.
You know? Everyone wants to get in on whatever Silas is doing. He's like, there's something about you, kid.
I've got a good soul and I can draw pictures.
I'll drive you if you need me to drive.
Yeah.
I'll take you anywhere you need to go.
We can go bowling. I got a bowling ball.
He showed any like personality aside from this like kind of just being there was when he laid eyes on Huck. I thought, oh, okay, this shit's about to get real for Huck.
And now I think about it, like, no, it's probably not, actually.
Yeah.
Probably fine. Yeah.
I don't know. Silas without the feet on, I was dying. Without the shoes on, rather. Get those shoes on, man. Like, you're in public. You're around all these people. I'm just, you know, wearing them out.
we took them from you so that you wouldn't run, but I bet with feet like those, you could have run anyway. Like,
yeah, I definitely could.
I bet people could pay lots of money for videos of you running with those feet.
What are you talking about?
You think so? Yeah. Okay, Silas, thank you. Yeah. I think more interesting than Silas, even in this episode, is Percy? Am I really saying that right now?
Yeah.
I think I don't understand what is going to happen with Percy. I don't see him surviving this either.
He's the kid they'll kill. They're going to kill him.
Yeah. They got to kill one. I mean, he has a bloodlust like none other at this point. Like, I get it. You don't like Huck, but showing up to her house with a knife is like, she's a military operative. Like, you want to shoot her. From a distance,
this is a fairly anti-Huck podcast, and I am at this place with Percy where I'm like, buddy, you're gonna get killed, and you are going to have earned it. You are courting death, and you are not going to be able to complain when it happens. Well, because you're dead, but also even if you could complain after the fact, you wouldn't be in a good position to do that because you're doing everything that you possibly can to get yourself killed. Percy's going to die by the end of this thing.
Probably. Sure. Although I like you said, we're not exactly pro Huck on this podcast at all, but I did think Huck had handled that pretty much very well. You know, she had to deal with Jadis all day. And she's like, oh Christ, what is this now, Percy? And she's like,
now.
Dude, I get it. I'd kill me too.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit here on the couch. Whenever you're ready, have at me. Go ahead.
Just do it.
Yeah. I used that knife.
She did have the longest day of all time. Yeah, she did have the longest day of all time. Like, to be fair, she just like killed a woman, and so she's feeling pretty bad about herself. And sit down. And he's like, I'm about to kill you. She's like, you know what? Just do it. Damn, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of running from you. I'm sick of my mom. I'm sick of Jadis and her trash. Like, just kill me. They're trying to give Huck layers and it's not working. I don't know what it is about the actress, and maybe it's because like they want her to be kind of gruff, but like I am not connecting to Huck at all. She can hug her husband.
You've been out on Huck forever.
Since episode one.
you've been out on Huck, they haven't done a good job of softening
her to me, you know? So
Well, I think that they are trying to do this thing where Huck being on the wrong side was the twist of season one. And I do feel like they have spent a lot of time trying to get us to feel, more empathy toward Huck this season, probably for a similar reason of she will die, right? She'll make some sort of sacrifice play. Felix will be, I was wrong about you, Huck. You were a true friend, you know? And so we need to kind of get in line for that. So they're trying to load that up. But I think that that's coming at the expense of some stuff. Not the least of which is just the criminal at this point. He could be the star of the final three episodes and it still would not have been enough Elton this season. There's definitely just a couple of characters that I think have been really lost in the shuffle this season. Him, the top of the list. And I think a lot of it is because we've been spending a lot of time on having Huck be the person who watches Sandwich Lady die. It was sort of, I'm not mad at killing Sandwich Lady. I mean, go off, kill Sandwich Lady. That's fine. but it was without any of the people who have any kind of meaningful connection to Sandwich Lady being present for it. So it was a little bit of a waste, I felt, as far as character progression, other than we're progressing Huck a little bit so that Huck can make a choice that's going to be against her mother, you know, at a certain point in time. And I feel like we already have enough to do that. She already helped Felix the other week steal the vial. So do we need Huck to have more incentive to go rogue? No. So, you know, have Iris or Hope watch Sandwich Lady die. Like, bring Elton into the CRM facility at this point. There's a lot of Huck, and I like Annette Mahendru a lot because I love the Americans and she was spectacular on that show. But it's too much Huck. Way too much Huck.
And it's almost as if, you know, the first season was this really cool idea of, okay, we'll take these kids on this quest. And, you know, over the course of the journey, we got to like them. We got to really care about them. And everything they did was towards this one goal. And, you know, you get to the end of the season. Okay, we pretty much hit the goal here. And now season two, which they knew is this is it. This is all we've got. It's now they're spending all this time to wrap up the story of this grand mythology. And the characters are falling by the wayside because we don't have time to build the characters on this quest where, you know, we can space out and they go from here to here to here to here to here and they grow. Here it's like, we got to get to this plot point. Characters be damned. And I think it's hurting the show immensely.
Yeah, I agree. And I have nothing else to add.
And I don't even know if there's any there when they get to the end of this. And a big part of it is because, you know, this whole thing for me has been about, it's been about parents and kids and the relationship between parents and kids. And, you know, we have to protect our father. We have to get our father.
Yes.
You know, oh, you killed, you know, your mother and you killed my mother and, you know, my mother. And
we completely left that. We didn't even get
any fallout from that.
No, because he hasn't talked to her yet. But there's three episodes left.
When did you have a conversation, right?
And the whole thing is this parent child relationship thing. So what do we do for the last five episodes? We're going to send the big bad mother away, so we don't even have that storyline as a parallel anymore.
Yeah, I'm not thrilled that we have sidelined Julia Ormond as much as we have because they invested in her as the heavy. And you think that, like, you can make her go away and then bring Jadis here because she's familiar and have that be an adequate replacement? No way. Especially when her whole storyline is that Jadis was trained by Huck. It just doesn't land at all. It just feels very, very odd. So anyway, there's three episodes of this one left. it's done. And I'm curious to see how they're going to wrap it up. I still really like a lot of these characters. So I'm invested. You know, if anything bad happens to Elton or Silas, I am going to be so pissed.
Can we get them to cross over into The Walking Dead? Like, we have established a character for, like, the decent characters. I won't say great Chappelle. Characters, but there's been something there. We don't get anybody in, like, Fear.
We
get nobody.
We got to get Silas and Elton have to get the hell out of here. They got to run. They got to go. They got to get in the truck and go. And they got to show up in episode one of Daryl and Carol. It's Daryl and Carol and Silas and Elton. And that's the show. That's what we got to get.
I just can't force myself to believe Daryl and Carol is happening. Like, I know we've been talking about this for years, but I just, why? Why would that be a thing? Why not just call it The Walking Dead? I don't understand.
Yeah. No, it's Ride with Daryl and Carol.
It's going to be The Riding Dead. It's going to be The Riding Dead.
Blah! I don't like that.
Yeah, it's The Riding Dead. Would you prefer The Cycling Dead?
I want it just to be The Walking Dead. They're the same main characters.
Hey, is this your dog? I found him down the road.
Road of the Dead.
That is my dog. Thanks. What's your name?
Oh, I'm Silas.
I'm Silas.
I'm Silas.
And you must be Elton. How did you know? The coat.
How did you know?
I've heard. We heard about the coat in Alexander.
The coat of legend. Right. I hate it. I do want some of these characters to make it to another Walking Dead show because I think we spent enough time with them where we have characters to latch onto. But three episodes from now, who knows who's making it out of this, is if any.
I feel like we're going to start losing people every episode. I feel like we're going to lose someone next week. I think next week I could see being so Will is like running to like come to the facility to warn Felix, right? Like I could see that. Mm-hmm. I could see him not making it out next week. I could see them killing Percy next week. Did he and Iris have sex in this episode or last?
Yeah,
they
did this one.
They did it.
Congrats.
They probably did it last time too.
Yeah. Well, this time they did the sleepovers. Like, I don't want to leave. And he's like, then don't.
Actually, I would not be surprised if next week we lose the entire art colony except for Elton's girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
They're probably off investigating, you know, praying or whatever they're
that's
doing.
That's like squeezing the toothpaste from the bottom of the tube, right? Like, we got to get them out of there so that we can get them closer to the story. So, yeah, they're just like going to funnel them out. I think that's a good call. Art Colony is like the next test for this gas. They're going to gas the Art Colony because CRM has zero respect for life. All life is not precious. Their leader should be called Westman AJ. By keto. All right, we'll see where it goes. Anything else on World Beyond from either of you before we start to shut it down? Nothing from Chappelle. AJ, you got anything?
I think I'm good. I will go back into my little room here and just duck down behind the cages, and you won't be able to see me because you have no peripheral vision.
Okay, that sounds fun. All right, we'll be back next week with more Walking Dead stuff. Let's do some plugs first. AJ, what do you got going on? Give us the spiel.
Oh, the spiel, as always, you know, if you play the fantasy football, you can, of course, find out who's active and inactive every Sunday morning on ESPN.com. I provide that service, not for free, but for my job, folks. That's what I do. Also, I got a couple podcasts out there. I got Beat My Guests, a little trivia podcast, a little fun party podcast going on there. And you can also catch up on every single episode of Criminal Minds. We're in the middle of a vast, vast, vast rewatch. Todd Svensgaard and I, it is called Felonious Pundits. And you can listen to us profile the profilers.
Yes. Go do the profile. Check out the profile at AJ Mass on Twitter. And you'll get more info on all of this good stuff. Now, Chappelle, you said before we logged into the podcast that you were going to have to work on tightening up all of the various things that you've got going on to make it very, very presentable. So now I shall call on you to come forward, drop the scroll, have it unfold and roll out onto the floor. Read the document, Chappelle. What do you got going on?
It's not that much. I just like always feel like I forget something. So I did have to write it down. But on this very network, post-show recaps, I'm still talking about Insecure, the final season of Insecure with Mari Forth and LaTanya Starks. LaTanya couldn't be with us this week, so I got to drive the podcast. Like I was
you were leading. Silas.
Yeah, I was
with
Silas.
Your shoes off.
I got turned around a few times, but we brought
did you
in.
Ask for directions anywhere?
I did. And I brought in the great Asia Welsh to help out. So Asia came in and we talked about Insecure and it was a great time. So check that out on Post Show Recaps if you don't already do that. Again, you don't even have to watch the show. It's so great. We talk about it and, you know, just listen to us banter. It's a good time.
Yep.
Also, I was on Post Show Recaps Theater this week with Grace and Ariel to talk about the movies on Netflix, Passing and The Harder They Fall. And so those two movies were great. We had a great time talking about them. So check that out. Speaking of Netflix, on Rob Has a Podcast, Rob Sesanino and I are still, you know, pushing along with Nothing But Netflix, our podcast where we just talk about the hit shows on Netflix, the new shows on Netflix, what's trending on Netflix, or what's just popular on Netflix and we haven't talked about it. And so this week we talked about the most expensive movie that has ever happened on Netflix. This film costs so much money and it's Red Notice with The Rock, Gal Gadot, and Ryan Reynolds. It is absurd. And so
in a good way.
It is absurd. And so we had a great time talking about it. We brought in Puya as our guest because when it comes to absurdity, no one's better than Puya. And so it's a fun time. There's a surprise cameo in the movie that is ridiculous. And so if you want to have a good laugh, check out Red Notice or check out the Nothing But Netflix podcast where we talk about it because it is a good time.
Can you tell that it's the most expensive movie ever made for Netflix? Does it seem that way?
I mean, just the three stars.
Or did all the money go to the stars?
The three stars sucked up a lot of the money. And there's a lot of interest in locales as well. Like they're flying all over the place. And so that's where all the money went because the script might leave something to be, desired, but it is such a wacky movie. It's like The Rock playing The Rock and everything. Ryan Reynolds playing Ryan Reynolds and everything with Gal Gadot there as well. And so it's like everybody's in their bag. And so if you're looking for, you know, some deep, well acted, you know, movie that tells a story, this is not the one. This is just a good time. It's fun, you know? So check that out. It gets the Chappelle endorsement for sure. And then on Silent Podcast, another Netflix show that I'm covering, Never Have I Ever with Sasha Joseph. Our guest this week was Kirsten McInnes, and that was a good time.
Wow, you returned her calls.
Oh, well, Against my will, yes. Sasha pulled. Sasha made the ultimate decision there, but Kirsten was harassing us, and so we had her on, and it was a great time, and we should have done it earlier. And so we're like four episodes away from the end of that, so we're just trying to wrap that up before the holidays. And then tonight, I'm recording another podcast after this.
Are you serious?
I am, yeah. So this week, I am going to be on the Pretty Good Podcast.
Oh, my God. With
Alf Sinitsky and Alexander Chester to talk about Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, my goodness.
For reasons. And so we're going to have a good time with that. Hopefully you check that out. But you can follow me on Twitter at Chappelle's_show. Follow Post Show Recaps on Twitter at Post Show Recaps. Follow at Silent Podcast on Twitter as well. And follow Nothing But RHAP for the Nothing But Netflix content.
Chappelle? Chappelle, eventually the rat will get tired.
Yeah. Am I the rat? I'm like, I thought I was the zombie. I think that covers everything.
Incredible stuff from both of these people. Really remarkable stuff. A lot happening on Post Show. Check it out in the feed. There's a podcast for basically every show that exists. Not exactly true because there's just too much content, but we're trying to cover a bunch of it. We're having a really good time. We hope you enjoyed this one. Of course, you can always send in feedback, twd@postshowrecaps.com. That is our feedback line. It is open to you. We'll have more coverage next week. Fear the Walking Dead, Season 7, Episode 6, Reclamation. And The Walking Dead World Beyond Season 2, Episode 8, Returning Point. That's what's coming your way next week. These episodes are already available on AMC TV Plus. I'm somehow just realizing that you get to Tuesday, and it's November 16th as we're recording this, and the episodes for the coming Sunday are already up on AMC TV Plus. I'm all about early access. You go to the Post Show Recaps patron feed, and you know this is the way. We love an early access release, but a full week out is pretty early. And doing that every week is a lot. Good. Then you all know what we don't know yet about who's going to die and all this good stuff, because I guarantee you none of us have checked any of this stuff out.
I will be waiting until next Tuesday.
Yeah, that is it. Otherwise, I'll forget. You know, I need to watch it right before the podcast. Otherwise, I'm going to lose it all. So that's the way that we do the thing. All right, we're going to cut it off at this point so Chappelle can go podcast again. We'll be back next week, everybody. Take care. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.